This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, and we will take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here, and the number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms available to you as well, so jump into our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Dan Johnson.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. I saw something in the news today. It was actually getting passed around one of the local chat groups that we have here in the area for cryptocurrency fans. And I would say, I think I can speak for you, Johnson. We are fans of cryptocurrency. Here on Free Talk Live. Of course, Johnson, you accept it over at libertyminded.com.
That is right.
The website and on which you sell the official Free Talk Live branded merchandise.
I accept a whole big variety of crypto over there, probably more than most merchants.
Yeah, a lot of them. And you get a lot of original T-shirt designs as well. The Free Talk Live logo was original because you designed it. But it's been around a long time. You've got newer original designs.
That's right. I need to add even more newer, but I've just been ridiculously busy.
Well, that's a good thing. It's a good problem to have. I think that's true for a lot of us here, and it's certainly true for me. I've been busy calling radio stations over the last... I always call radio stations, but even more in just the last few weeks. There's been a big shakeup at our network where a bunch of their weekend shows are leaving the satellite.
Oh, nice.
And so it's bad for them, bad for the shows, but...
Good for
Free Talk Live, because we're going to come close. I'm not sure where the final tally is going to be, because it's not completely... It's not completely over yet, and when it is over, I'm hoping we'll have more than 200 stations.
Oh, nice. That's,
I've got my fingers crossed.
Right.
So we've got a couple new ones coming on this week. But
it's always nice to be able to say a nice round number, right?
Yeah.
Over.
And I feel like it's been like a decade since we were at 100, so it's maybe taken about a 10-year time frame to get 100 more. So you can bring up whatever you want. In fact, on the way, Johnson, you've got a Border Patrol related story we're going to get into, but a bit of good news here, first from medium.com and Spencer Bogart. I don't know Spencer Bogart, but apparently he is a partner at Blockchain Capital. Now that is a venture investing company dedicated to crypto and blockchain business, right? So they take venture capital, they invest it in promising startups that want to do cryptocurrency, blockchain-related stuff. For listeners that don't know, Johnson, how would you describe blockchain?
A ledger.
Most of them public.
A public, decentralized, decentrally stored ledger.
Right, and this is what...
peer-to-peer ledger.
Right, this is what Satoshi Nakamoto... designed and developed, the secretive anonymous creator or creators. We don't know who this person or persons is or are.
That's Craig S. Wright, of course.
this is a man who claims, but has yet to actually prove to anyone that
and who
he
is an awful, terrible person as far as I'm concerned.
Not a good guy. But anyway, blockchain was what Satoshi Nakamoto created, and that's the real technological underpinning behind Bitcoin, behind the world's first truly decentralized cryptocurrency that, again, has this blockchain, this public ledger that can be, can be looked at by anybody. It's a very interesting technology. Anyway, that's who's behind this story. And they're also the same company that hired Harris Polling to do a poll asking American adults. So 2,029 American adults were surveyed. That's a decent sample size. Like your typical surveys that you see Pew Research, you see all these research firms doing. It's usually 1,000 to 2,000 people. 2,000 tends to be sort of the considerably large sample size. You don't usually see surveys over 2,000 people, do you? I don't recall seeing it very, very,
very frequently. Rare. And usually, if you do see surveys over 2,000 people, though, it's a lot.
Or
it's like really, you know, like one of those ones where it's like a massive survey. But
yeah,
you know,
it's pretty rare. I mean,
it's very rare.
Usually, if it's like under 1,000, it's like that's a little light on the sample size. If it's 2,000, that seems to be a pretty decent sample size.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is a good sample size. They did this survey apparently online by the Harris Poll. From April 23rd through the 25th, and they've already done this survey once before. The last time they did it was in October of 2017. Now, you remember what was happening in late 2017 with the Bitcoin price.
That was when there was the issue with the fees, right? I mean,
the issue with the fees, but it was also going insanely expensive.
That was 2017?
October, yeah, it was the end of 2017.
Wow.
December of 2017 was when it hit its peak of nearly $20,000.
Okay.
So October of 2017, the price was about the same as it is now.
Really?
Yeah, if you go and you look at the charts, the six that, what is it right now, $5,100, $5,200 for one Bitcoin now.
Okay.
I checked it just last week.
Right, right.
Like, that sounds like a pretty good number. Let's see when the last time was it. When was the first time we hit, you know, 5,000? And it was mid-October of 2017, and then it went up to like 6,000 to 9,000 in November, and then it shot up to like 20,000 in December, and then it came down, fell all the way down to below $3,000 in 2018.
Didn't it rise on sort of speculation that there was going to be an ETF, though?
It's risen on speculation of a variety of things. At the time, it was rising on just
pure... Well, that's pretty big. You know, that could have had a very big effect.
That wasn't the reason why it went to 20,000. Okay. I mean, that was just pure, you know... fire.
What do you peg as the reason why it went to 20,000?
It just caught on fire. I mean, there were news stories all over the place when it started getting close to 10,000. You know, it had never gone that high before.
Right.
And there was lots more buzz, more talk than there normally would have been about Bitcoin at that time of year. So now we've seen Bitcoin price come down from around $20,000 to as low as $3,000, come back to about $5,200, where it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taken, you know, a year and a half for that.
It's taken a year and a half because Bitcoin is dead, clearly.
Well... That's a whole other conversation.
Right?
We can get into that. But
there's a website dedicated to all the times that the media has claimed that Bitcoin is dead.
Sure, and I think it's hundreds of times. I think it's at least 300 times in mainstream publications and sources.
And the site also puts the price that Bitcoin was at when they made these
when
claims.
They did. Oh, that's cool. So, and they keep, you know, the haters keep hating.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely the case. Bitcoin's still there. I mean, you could argue that Bitcoin is dead as a currency because its fees are too high. And I think there's a strong argument for that. Bitcoin, BTC, the original one. But the point I wanted to make here before we start this story and get you to this interesting, these very interesting and good news poll results is just kind of give you a brief history. So, again, Bitcoin started at zero a decade ago, and it has since become the world's cryptocurrency. It's used across the planet. It's especially used in countries like Venezuela, where the money is particularly weak from the government. It's you know, the money there is suffering hyperinflation. And so Bitcoin is a refuge, and other cryptocurrencies like Dash, it's actually, despite how volatile, because that's one of the critiques of Bitcoin, is it's volatile.
Yeah.
Well, it's not constantly losing money like the Venezuelan Bolivar, so it's way more stable by comparison. So the people in Venezuela, they want to get their hands on it. So if you look at charts from like local Bitcoins, they show you per capita, like who's buying the most Bitcoin in the world. It's Venezuela, Nigeria, and like a few other countries that are not the wealthy countries.
I would love to have studies on these countries because there have been a few other countries that have started like really heavily adopting Bitcoin as well, right?
Yeah.
Over time. And what happens with these countries? Do they stay on Bitcoin as the preferred crypto? Do they
pick up,
you know, does
Dash?
The Bitcoin stabilize their economy and then they stop and switch to something else? You know, like what
why
happens?
Would you switch away from crypto?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you might switch to a different crypto.
Right. But why would you switch away from crypto? I don't know, and I want to know, is that happening or what seems to be happening?
Well, That's not what this study looked at, Johnson. This study looked at Americans' awareness of Bitcoin and how many of them have it. And there's some surprising and really positive results that are coming out of this. And it's comparing it to the numbers that they got in October of 2017 when that big run-up was happening.
And I heard it's an extremely rare club to have one or more, to have an entire Bitcoin.
I bet it is. 855-450, free like freedom, free talk live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. And actually, according to one of our chatters on the Discord, there may be a coup attempt going on in Venezuela.
Huh.
I just pulled up a news story from Reuters about that. If we get the chance, we will tell you more of what is transpiring, allegedly, down there. We were just discussing Venezuela and their the people there adopting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash for use in real life because their government's currency is absolute garbage. It's the worst in the world, the most hyperinflated on the planet at the moment. So we can continue. We can, you know, bring up. You can bring up anything that you want. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Ian and Johnson in the studio tonight. We were discussing just barely. I haven't even really scratched the surface of this story about Bitcoin and a really interesting survey that has just come out with a bunch of questions about people's awareness of Bitcoin or lack thereof, and how many of them actually own in America. How many Americans own Bitcoin? And so we can tell you more about that. Also,
I had heard something about since you were mentioning the Bolivar, and I had heard something, and I would love to actually figure out, and if somebody knows, like, how, you know, message me how much it would be to ship something. If anybody has any experience of, like, how much it is to ship something from Venezuela, right? Like, if you wanted to order something from someone.
What, like a big thing? A small thing?
I think it would have to be big in order to make it make sense, uh-huh. Right? But, so what I've heard is that the Bolivar is, in fact, so worthless that you could package it up and it would have more value as toilet paper. That it's literally actually gotten to the point of where the paper itself would be more valuable if you were selling the Bolivar as toilet paper. Tissue. Yeah.
Well, I know that Daryl previously had ordered some Bolivar
right.
Back when it was the Bolivar Fuerte, the so-called right. Strong Bolivar, I don't know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago or something like that. We've got the two Bolivar note on the wall here, and I don't think it cost that much to ship.
That would probably be more valuable now. As Bolivar Fuego.
Fuego?
Fire.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's the fourth one that they're going to come out with.
Just set it on fire because that's about all
it's good for, keeping you warm.
Yeah.
At this point, they're on their third iteration. It's the Bolivar Soberano, or the right. Sovereign Bolivar.
Right. Weren't they going to try and do their own crypto, too, like a government crypto?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a whole fiasco. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's do a...
Maduro coin.
No, it was called the Petro.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The
right.
Venezuela Petro. So that's something else we'll check on. Because every few months, we check on the Petro just to see if it's actually available. Because it's been, they've been screwing people around for, I think, 2 years now? Was it last year?
Right.
No, it's a year ago. So it was February.
Man, I really shouldn't have kept my crypto on that Venezuelan exchange. Damn.
The February 2018 was when the Petro was supposed to come out, and uh-huh. As of the end of 2018, had not come out.
It appears the Petro is down 26.3% today.
I don't know how you could even have a price for the Petro because you basically can't have
the Petro
it.
Dollar XPD on CoinMarketCap. I don't know if
that's not, that can't be the same.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Let's look into it later. So I've got this story here. We're going to get into it about the poll results from a very interesting poll about Bitcoin. All right. But I also want to let you know about, speaking of cryptocurrency, I want you to know about AnyPay. If you are interested in accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale, if you've got a business, and you want to take Bitcoin, BTC, you want to take Dash, maybe Bitcoin Cash and others, Zcash now as well, shielded transactions even through Zcash, you can do that now with AnyPay. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll get you started. Four-step process, super easy. If you're starting from zero, you've never even had a Bitcoin wallet before, they're going to walk you through it, and it's super easy to get started accepting cryptocurrency at your business. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They've even gotten rid of accounts. You don't even have to create an account now.
Weird.
It's amazing. Now, you can, I think, still if you want to, but you can just get rolling by punching in your wallet addresses, loading the app. Basically, you download the app, load it up, punch in the wallet addresses, and you're good to go. And they've made it even easier than it was before, and I didn't think it could be much easier than what they've done before. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. The tablet app is available for iOS and for Android, so you got your tablet at your cash register. Just load up the AnyPay app there. Go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com to get started. As we continue here, Spencer Bogart writing at Medium.com. He says, for context, because it's material and considering the results, this survey was conducted in October of 2017, and it was conducted last week. So you've got two different time points, one about a year and a half ago and the other last week. So the one in October 2017, Bitcoin was up 800% at the time over the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's down 75% from its record high. So it's in what they would call a bear market. The price has trended downward over the last year and a half.
Although it's been trending up in the past, month.
3 months.
Yeah. 3 months?
Yeah. Up compared to 3 months ago, but still down compared to December of 2017. So looking at those different kind of marketplaces as well, it was, going to be interesting to compare them. And as it turns out, in pretty much every category, interest and purchasing and acceptance of Bitcoin, it's up,
mm-hmm.
all across the board, despite the bear market. Right. So the bear market hasn't scared people away. If anything, people are still more interested than ever in cryptocurrency. He says, we suspect that the difference in market environment between two surveys would have a negative impact on Bitcoin sentiment in the most recent survey. But despite the bear market, the data shows that Bitcoin awareness, familiarity, perception, conviction, propensity to purchase, and ownership all increased and improved significantly, dramatically in many cases. The results highlight that Bitcoin is a demographic megatrend. What is that? We'll find out. Led by younger age groups.
Mm-hmm.
The only area where older demographics matched younger demographics was awareness. Regardless of age, the vast majority of the American population has heard of Bitcoin. The percentage of people that have heard of Bitcoin rose from 77% in October of 2017 to 89% in April of 2019. And they also break all these down by age demographics.
Mm.
Now, that again was pretty standard across all age demographics. It was like 88% in the older demographic, like the retirees, 65 plus, and 90% had heard. So, like, no statistical significant difference there. Awareness of Bitcoin is strong across all age groups. Overall, the percentage of people that have not heard of Bitcoin fell by more than half, from 23% in October of 2017 to just 11% in April of 2019. Now, that's just the people who've heard of it. It's not the ones who know anything about it necessarily.
Or own it,
right. The percentage of people that are at least somewhat familiar with Bitcoin rose by nearly half from October of 2017 to this month. It was 30% in October of 17. Whereas now it's 43% with familiarity between those aged 18 and 34, jumping up to 60% from 42%, and even up at the senior range, 20% of seniors are at least somewhat familiar with Bitcoin. The percentage of people who strongly or somewhat agree that, quote, Bitcoin is a positive innovation in financial technology rose 9 percentage points from 34% in October of 2017 to 43% in April of 2019. Of the age demographics, 18 to 34-year-olds, 59% of them agreed with that statement. 59% said that Bitcoin is a positive innovation in financial technology. So really exciting numbers in this survey. We'll share them with you. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Democrats striking an optimistic tone after meeting with President Trump regarding infrastructure.
And it was a very constructive meeting. It's clear that both the White House and all of us want to get something done on infrastructure in a big and bold way. And there was goodwill in this meeting, and that was different than some of the other meetings that we've had, which is a very good thing.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. fully supports the people of Venezuela in their quest for freedom. In a tweet today, Pompeo says he supports opposition leader Juan Guaido and urges the Venezuelan people and military to oust President Nicolas Maduro. Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott also says,
We have got to do everything we can, whether it's we got to use our military to get humanitarian aid in, but today just... You know, I pray to God that Juan Guaido is the interim leader, or is the leader at the end of the day, and Maduro is living someplace else.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Some really surprising, I would say, and positive numbers here from a Harris poll of over 2,000 Americans about their awareness and purchasingness of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. You can share your thoughts with us, 855-450-FREE. Speaking of Bitcoin, you can go to Bitcoin.com. It is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can read the latest news or engage with the community or even play games over at Bitcoin.com. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. So, sharing some really good news for the world of Bitcoin. The numbers in October of 2017 on this poll were pretty good, but now they're even better after a bear market for basically the last 18 months, essentially. Bitcoin right now is still at a really good price. It's over $5,000 per Bitcoin. If this were October of 2017, we'd all be super excited. Because right. This would have been the first time it hit $5,000. It had never been that high prior to October of 2017. And they've done a poll within the last week of people and compared those numbers to the same poll they did in October. So October was when there was this huge run-up. There was all this excitement around Bitcoin. Now things are pretty quiet by comparison. There's not as much, like, vocal, visible excitement, but people are still buying it.
Right.
People are still interested in it. People are still learning about it. 43% of Americans say Bitcoin is a positive innovation in financial technology. They strongly or somewhat agreed with that statement when asked during the poll. Of course, adults 18 to 34 and 35 to 44 are the real strongest group, with 59% and 50% respectively in those groups saying they agreed with that statement. But even if an increasing percentage of the population has a positive perception of Bitcoin, does that translate to increased conviction in its future adoption? And sure enough, the percentage of people that strongly or somewhat agreed that, quote, most people will be using Bitcoin in the next 10 years, a prediction, that rose 5 percentage points from 28% saying it in October of 2017 to 33% saying it in this month.
So they said that'll be used.
Most people will be using Bitcoin in the next 10 years.
In the next 10 years.
So an optimistic, future-looking statement about the adoption of Bitcoin.
Well, I mean, we better hope that that's faster. I mean, especially if you're John McAfee.
Oh, because he has to get to a certain price point.
He has to get to 100,000, I believe, with by the end of next year or something like that, right? I mean, so.
Yeah, I think he predicted 2021 or 2020. Would hit to. I think he actually first predicted half a million.
Yeah, half a million.
But he's since raised it to a million.
Yeah, he's since raised it to a million. But, I mean, I think anybody would, you know, let him off if it all was at 500,000.
Yeah, we'd be all right with that. Of the numbers here, the breakdowns, age breakdowns, 48% of 18 to 34-year-olds agreed that most people would be using Bitcoin in the next 10 years. That's significant, because if half of the millennials and the Gen Zs that were surveyed think that in the next 10 years Bitcoin is going to be used by most people, well, that seems like a pretty strong future prediction, given that they are the future,
right?
And they, the future in this case, are saying what they think the future is going to be. Seems like that's a pretty good indicator that Bitcoin's going to keep getting more popular.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's true. Although, the caveat to that would be that also a lot of Gen Z are people who have not historically invested in anything, and also don't tend to have a whole lot of money to be able to spend on anything.
Well, there's an interesting statistic that addresses that coming up here, as far as how many of them are actually invested in Bitcoin versus what.
And what does that mean to be invested in Bitcoin?
Good point.
I mean, I brought up earlier, supposedly it's extremely rare to have anyone have even a single Bitcoin. And as far as investments go, you know, what Bitcoin's at around $5,000 right now. $5,000 is not large in terms of investments.
Sure.
Right? I mean, I guess.
Yeah, they didn't ask that.
I mean, maybe that's not accurate, because I guess, right, most Americans don't even have that saved up.
Most Americans don't have enough to get through the next week.
Right.
I mean, they've got credit card debt is what they have. So when we get to those numbers, unfortunately, that's the one question they didn't ask was, of those who are invested, how big is your investment?
I would like to know, like,
is it 1% of a Bitcoin, 10% of a Bitcoin?
Like, of the average American who has investments, right? You know, quote unquote investments.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell does that mean? You know, like, what does that mean that to somebody who has investments or who has a stock portfolio?
Well, an investment would generally be something that you've put money into in the hopes that it will give you a return.
But what I mean, what I'm asking is what does that mean? Is okay, yeah, they've. What is that amount? You know, if most Americans don't have $3,000 saved up and can't weather through some kind of a financial, you know, hardship, well, then how many Americans actually have investments? What's what's the Venn diagram there? What does it look like, you know, for an American who has an investment but doesn't have $3,000 in the bank? Like, how does that all add up? I mean, obviously, I think we're talking about different people. And I just wonder, what that overall picture actually looks like of, you know, the average of America. And
well, we can't look at the average, but if an individual wants to call in and tell us, maybe you're a millennial or Gen Z and you want to tell us about your investing, you know, that might be
good. Especially if you have investments, but yet you still have, you're not very well off financially. I would love to hear from somebody who that is. I don't think that that person is very, that fucking unicorn.
I've got some more interesting numbers, but we got to go to the phones here. Let's talk first to Jim. He's in New York. Jim, where are you in New York tonight?
Port Jervis. Hey, 421 Easter Sunday, WPHT.
Hello? I'm in New York. Going once? I'm in New York. Going twice. Tell you what, I'm going to put Jim on hold. We'll see. Maybe there's a technical difficulty at our network studios. We'll see if Robert's there in Vermont. Robert, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm not hearing Robert. That definitely seems like it. Two calls in a row. There's probably a slider on the board that's not turned up or a button push. So we'll check back with them both here in just a moment. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll check with you. All right. So next statistic here. Despite the bear market, the percentage of people that indicated they are very or somewhat likely to buy Bitcoin in the next 5 years rose by nearly half. Went up from 19% of Americans in October of 2017 to 27% of Americans this month. So more than a quarter of Americans of all ages are saying, on average, they plan to purchase Bitcoin within the next 5 years. Of course, 18 to 34-year-olds, 42% of them.
The hell are you waiting for?
35 to 44-year-olds, 35% of them. Retirees, 8% of them plan to buy Bitcoin within the next 5 years.
Like, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You don't have to save up $5K to get yourself a whole Bitcoin.
It's important that you said that because that's the number one, I would say, objection or point of confusion with Bitcoin. Is that people feel like they have to buy a whole one.
Right.
You don't.
Right.
You can actually buy down to a fraction. I mean, it's probably hard to buy eight, you know.
See, this is how ignorant I am. So when you buy stocks, with stocks, you do have to buy an entire share, right? So
I think so.
Yeah. So if you're buying a stock of a share of, I don't know what a share of.
Unless there's some sort of stock sharing organization out there where you can split it up amongst a group of people. It wouldn't surprise me if something like that existed, but I'm not a stock expert either, Johnson. I bought a few stocks when I was like a teenager, just like when E-Trade first came online in the late 90s. I didn't know what I was doing. I bought some. I don't even remember what it was. I bought some stock of some company, and it tanked.
Yeah,
so that was my only stock.
But, for example, it's not like a share of, Alphabet. If you were going to buy a share of, Google, essentially.
That would cost what? A few hundred bucks?
$1,200.
Wow.
So, you know.
Yeah.
And that's always, one of the comparisons though, as I was thinking about in terms of Bitcoin. Like, I would love to know, if you could take one of these stocks and trace it back before all of its splits, if you could somehow figure out how much a stock was worth before it split. You know, in other words, recombine all the splits and then find out what the total value of a share is then. That would be kind of interesting to me to know in terms of value of just one particular company.
We got more coming up. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. If you want to join us on talking about investing or whatever's on your mind, hopefully you'll be able to get to your calls as well. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live got good news in the world of cryptocurrency. We are going to continue that. But then we can also check in Venezuela, where apparently there's an attempted coup, that some, or at least some are calling an attempted coup, and that has resulted in some pretty horrifying video. Actually, the government here in the U.S., the government gang at the White House, has posted one of these shocking videos to the White House Twitter of armored personnel carrier tank looking thing basically just running over a crowd of people.
Right.
And so there's some crazy stuff happening there. We can share that with you. Ian and Johnson in the studio tonight.
Lenko will probably use that as their next ad.
It wouldn't surprise me if it is a Lenko. But anyway, it's not the Bearcat, but it's like it looks like a similar right. kind of thing. So 855-450.
Look at how effective our vehicles are for
crouching protesters.
For crowd control.
Yeah.
They're terrible. If you've ever actually seen one of their ads, it's
yes, I have seen their.
Yeah, yeah. They're just
weak. They targeted their ad on the Freekeen YouTube channel and took it down with a copyright violation a long time ago. And then of course it spread to other channels.
Right.
After that, it's actually pretty hard to find these days. I did find a copy just for whatever reason. I was thinking about the Bearcat, and I went a couple months ago. I think it was during the wintertime. I went and I managed to find it. Actually, it was still embedded on like a military.com site, mm-hmm. like some military website still had the original Lenko Bearcat ad.
Right.
And so I ripped the video down and uploaded it to the library.
I still think one of the best protest ideas I've ever heard. You know, if like it's one of those things where if the Bearcat's out and there's like some sort of mass protest or something like that, just somehow painting it pink.
Pink, yeah. Yeah.
Pink it up.
Or if there's nobody inside of it, just, you know, set it on fire. All right, so 855-450-FREE. I am told that the board is working correctly. Now we're going to jump back into your calls and thoughts. We have Jim in New York. Jim, where are you calling from?
The last 20 minutes is a timeline.
Oh, it's you. You're not allowed to call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That was the crazy guy from New Jersey who's called from like the crazy ward and constantly promotes his own website, even though we've asked him to stop. So we don't ban a whole lot of people here on Free Talk Live, but he's one of two. As we go to Robert, listening in Vermont, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Hey, you guys were talking about Bitcoin. I wanted to share an experience I had about today, but also wanted to let you know that there's other cryptocurrencies that are out there that are making, you know, headlines here. Like, for instance, I've seen advertised Stellar Lumina, you know, the little rocket there.
Stellar Lumens, yeah.
And then I saw another ad where Jaguar and, what is it, Land Rover is going to line, is going to square up with IOTA.
I heard that Nike's launching its own cryptocurrency.
Nike's <Thanks. laughs> Just buy it.
So,
just buy it, yeah.
But anyways...
by the way, Robert, I should thank you. You're the one who sent me this story. You posted it today in our local... You live in the area. You posted this in the local crypto chat group, the one with the survey with all the good news about people understanding and purchasing and getting into Bitcoin in the United States. So kudos. What else did you want to share?
Okay, well, anyways, I went over to the local shopping center to pick up supplies, and I brought over a bunch of coins that I have. When I go and I cash in paper money, when I get back to the car, I throw all my change in the center console of my car, and then when it fills up, I separate all the coins and keep all the copper, and I keep all of the silver, and then what's left over, I put into the Coinstar machine. Well, when I went over the Coinstar machine today, it asks you what you want to do, whether you want to get cash back, choose a gift card, or donate the money. Now there's a new option in there where you can buy Bitcoin.
Now, is this all Coinstars, or is this select Coinstar machines?
It's my understanding that they're in all Coinstar machines.
When I first heard about this story, Johnson, a few months back, I feel it was, late last year maybe, I checked to see where this was getting rolled out, and they started it in the Pacific Northwest, which is where Coinstar is located as far as its company is concerned. So I didn't know how long it was going to be till it came out this way. Apparently it's here, because Robert was at Shaw's in, like, where were you, Walpole?
Yeah, I was in Walpole, North Walpole.
So I suspect if it's at the Shaw's, you know, in Walpole, probably here.
Isn't there a Coinstar, like Walmart
here? Hanniford has one.
Hanniford has one, okay.
Well, I just wanted to let people
I'll
know, I went and I explored this a little bit, and I got to the part where it says, enter your phone number, this number will be linked to your Bitcoin transaction. Mm-hmm. And that was enough to convince me to back out. I don't want them to have my phone number.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of people who don't want to go through the know your customer anti-money laundering
questions.
What if
you buy like a phone card? I mean,
you mean like a disposable phone, like a throwaway phone?
Yeah,
one of those things.
Use those.
Yeah, you can do that. But then they're going to ask you for ID. You know, so it wasn't just going to be the phone number. I think they started with the phone number. Robert, you didn't get to the ID question, did you?
No, I didn't. I mean, I was hoping
that
a QR code was going to come. I would have scanned it, and I would have just taken, because all the money I brought in, there was no value to it. It was just all slugs to me.
Yeah.
They weren't silver. They weren't copper. So what the hell do I want with them for?
Yeah, unfortunately, Robert, these companies are super compliant to the government gang, and so they all do what they call know your customer, which is where they want your ID. There's a machine in Keene, in downtown Keene. There's three Bitcoin vending machines, not including this Coinstar unit.
Right.
And one of them is one that requires you to give up a phone number. And if you do what you're suggesting, Johnson, which is actually what Bob tried to do, one of your coworkers where you work, when he was the first person to actually use that machine, because we went in and he was the first buyer. And he was pretty shocked when they asked him for his phone number. So he gave his phone number, which is one of those prepaid kind of phones.
Right.
And then because it was a prepaid phone, they have some way of telling, some database or whatever. Because it was a prepaid phone, even though he was only buying like, you know, $20 worth of Bitcoin, a very small amount, they then asked him to show his ID.
Well, I wonder if you're saying that that's as a consequence of using that prepaid phone number.
In that case, in the case of the Coinstar, I think they ask everybody for ID.
Yeah, it was, okay, so.
In the case of the machine in question, if you buy between, I don't know, like 0 and 300 or 0 and 150, there's like a certain range where they'll just ask you for a phone number unless it's a prepaid phone. Okay. If you go above that number, you always have to show ID at that machine. So that's unfortunate. Or once you've shown ID, you can just punch in your phone number and it has you in a database. So you don't have to show ID the second time, as I understand it. But still, it's all about the know your customer requirements. These are legal requirements. That
I wonder what the punishment is. Then the next, that would be the next question. What would be the punishment for? I mean, clearly there's a punishment for having a fake ID. But what if you're identifying to one of these machines with a fake ID? What's the consequence of that? You know,
I don't know if they could catch you about it. I don't know. I suppose there's another. I don't think it does this, but I know there are machines that are like super invasive where they want a palm print.
Right. Yeah.
Where they'll take your picture as well. So then if your picture doesn't match the one on the ID, maybe then you can get caught up in something. Yeah. But if all they're scanning is just the ID, then that could be a way to get around it. But anyway, Robert, thanks for sharing that news with us here tonight, because that's a big story, and thanks for the call. The fact that Coinstar, which is, you know, no slouch as far as its distribution. I mean, those things are all over the place.
Right.
I think the number I saw was at least 2,000 locations across the United States. These are big locations, you know, like Walmarts and grocery stores and wherever else. A lot of people use these machines, because if you don't have a bank account, you basically have to use Coinstar, because some banks have these types of machines in the actual bank branches.
Right.
And if you're a bank customer, then you can come in and there's no fee for you to use. That's the best way to do it. If you got a bunch of coins, the best way to have it cashed out is to just go to your bank and have them take care of it. And then, you know, they don't take a fee off the top. It's just a service as a customer. But for the unbanked, Coinstar is the way you do it. They take like a 7% fee, which, you know, considering the amount of time that you save, if you're not rolling the quarters, have you ever done this, Johnson, where you get those old paper rolls and you have to load the quarters? It's a huge time-consuming process. This takes away all of that, and it only charges 7%. I don't think that's unreasonable.
There are some, like, machines you can get that'll do it. You know, just dump a handful of change into
a smaller machine, you can pay for a machine for your house that will help you with that process. But you're still having to stack them. Yeah. You're still having to count
them. And you have to, generally, with those machines, load it in kind of slowly so that it can
start, and even then you still have to then take them somewhere, like to a bank, in order to get them turned into cash.
So it's interesting. Supposedly, I'm seeing here a story about this, the CoinMe
Coinstar?
Company. The CoinMe is the company, the first state-licensed Bitcoin ATM company in the United States, announced a partnership with Coinstar. And apparently, U.S. users are now able to purchase up to $2,500 worth of Bitcoin. Now, I wonder if that means at a single transaction or collectively.
Good question.
So if they're tracking people, maybe they can only buy up to, you know.
There may be a time limit, maybe per day, per week. Who knows?
Yeah.
The toll-free number, this is not the best way to buy Bitcoin.
No.
But it's a visible thing. People are going to see that Bitcoin logo, and they're going to start wondering about it, and that's good. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.